This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
See so clearly now. The fog is still out there. Makes for a beautiful winter scene, just not so good traveling-wise. On What's On Your Mind, I'm Scott Hennon with Kevin Flynn, cranking up another hour. Diamond has died of Diamond and Silk. And one of our favorite duos here on the program, loved our conversations with them over the years. Kevin found an interview we did with Diamond Silk not long ago. We thought we'd share that with you today in the honor of her memory and losing Diamond Silk, and maybe have some good laughs. Thanks to them, because they are the best of the best here on What's On Your Mind. Then we'll wrap up with some open phone time at the bottom of the hour. Go ahead and roll that interview.
The authors of Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. They're with me. Ladies, nice to see you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us on the show.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. How can I not have Diamond and Silk, the ladies that are warriors, tireless warriors, tireless.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Are you happy warriors, too?
I'm happy, but I'm unhappy about what's going on in our country. I'm a happy type person.
Right.
But I'm unhappy about what the Biden regime, Nancy Pelosi, and all of these people are trying to do to our country. They're trying to turn us into a socialist, communist country, and we don't know nothing about that. They're trying to pass this infrastructure bill, and stuff is in the bill that does not consist of infrastructure. There's another, a reconciliation bill. What is that about? You know, you
transformational change.
The
end of America as we know it.
Come on, transforming into something we don't know.
Right.
And why are you trying to do this? And you're doing it with our tax dollars. Yeah. We didn't ask for this with our tax dollars. So I'm unhappy about what these people are doing to our country.
And, you know, I don't know if we, you know, you say reconciliation bill. What does that even mean to 99% of Americans?
But what about the human infrastructure?
What does that mean, right?
Yeah,
I mean, really what it is just more of FDR and LBJ and, you know, Clinton and, you know, Barack Obama. And it's more about, you know, getting their grips on
everything. Well, Obama said, didn't he say something to this in this context that he wanted to fundamentally change the United States of America?
Yeah.
That was the worst president that we voted for. No, we never should have voted for Obama. We didn't know him, no way. We never should have voted for him. Because I'm telling you, after Obama, it seemed like during his term, our country really started changing for the worse. Stuff, we were bullied, just like we're being bullied in society
right now.
Just like we're being bullied where we can't talk about what happened in 2020. We were bullied into some things up under the Obama regime.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at what's happening right now up under Jim Crow Joe.
And the Jim Crow Joe.
Jim Crow
That's
Joe
right.
is what
Jim
I call
Jim Crow Joe
it.
Has got to go.
I like Jim Crow Joe has got to go.
Yes.
I like this. Yes. So the bully meant it's matching Donald Trump. Who's a big fan of you ladies, right? The bully met its match with Donald Trump.
The bully match.
Yes.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. Trump was an outsider. He wasn't part of the swamp, and he couldn't be brought.
Right.
And they don't like that.
That's right.
So he and anyone like him, including you two wonderful ladies on YouTube and elsewhere, all of a sudden you're shut down. You're silenced.
They want to shut us down, shadow ban us, silence us, stifle our freedom of speech. Yeah, they do it on all platforms, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook, all of them.
Yeah, and then that's what they try to do, especially whenever you do not go along with their narrative or don't fit their status quo. And when they try to silence Diamond and Silk, when they close the door, we go through the window, period. We're not going to be silenced, and we're not going to allow them to silence us because we still live in the United States of America.
Right.
Now, frankspeech.com, by the way, from our friend Mike Lindell. We're there every day with the show. You guys are there.
Yeah.
You lovely ladies are there.
Yeah.
They're not shutting you down on Frank's Speech, are they?
Oh, Frank's Speech is about your freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And listen, you all, we come on a weekly, every night on weekday. Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
So if y'all want to check us out, go to frankspeech.com or Lindell TV.
and they don't shut you down there.
Oh, no. We get to speak our truth. We get to tell the truth. We get to educate people without
have
being...
Have a conversation.
Have an open dialogue, open conversation about any and everything that really matters to the American people.
And you can't think... The left think that they can usher us into socialism, but think we ain't supposed to conversate about it. Like, we supposed to shut up and allow them to use our tax dollars to destroy us.
To destroy this country.
With our tax dollars.
And that's what they did to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Tried to, right?
They tried.
We're dumb to you. Well, you know, we're being literally bulldozed by every apparatus of the left.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going through the window.
I'm going through the window,
Shutting the door.
I refuse to participate in this experiment. This is a Biden experiment. This is a Biden regime experiment. I can still live my life without participating in it. I don't wear no mask. I'm not going to be getting jabbed up like a pincushion. I don't plan on doing all of that. I'm going to keep living my life to the fullest. God gave me an immune system, build up my antibodies to whatever. I'm going to go through the same protocol I went through when there was HIV, Ebola, the flu, and everything else. Now, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've gotten a vaccine before, but for this situation right here, I want to do my own research like I did it before.
What mandating and commanding us to put something in our body. And the one thing about Jim Crow Joe, just because he okay with Hunter Biden being a drug addict and taking stuff and putting stuff in his body or whatever, don't think you're going to do that to the American people, because you're not.
That's right.
Ladies, what do you think of the fact that if you can coerce people to take a shot on a disease where 99.9% of people recover, what's next?
Come on.
Yeah.
And does it make sense? 99.9% recovery rate. We have therapeutic medicines, yet you have Jim Crow Joe denying and rationing off therapeutic medicines. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You would think every American, whether you've been vaccinated or not vaccinated, will be outraged.
Yeah.
You don't deny the American public stuff that can help save their lives.
Nice.
We didn't cause this pandemic. This was no fault of our own.
That's right.
You all said China did this here. So if China did this, why isn't this being investigated? And why are you making the American people suffer for it? And then if we don't do what he said do, what Jim Crow Joe said, now you lose your livelihood, you lose your job, you can't go to the grocery store, you can't eat. What? Look at that. Look at what they trying to take us back to.
And if you own a business with 100 employees or more and don't comply, $700,000 fine.
See what I'm talking about?
I'll shut you down.
Look at this.
That is unconstitutional. That is unlawful. And how is it that they can call themselves using the Constitution to implement these executive orders right now, but the Constitution was broken? They broke the Constitution back November 2020, and they want to say, oh, let's look the other way.
Uh-huh. We can't use the Constitution to defend ourselves and our freedoms and our rights, but they always trying to use the Constitution to defend whatever they're trying to do here.
What can others do to be another Diamond in Silk?
You're going to have to voice your opinion.
Open your mouth.
You're going to have to speak.
Be unafraid.
You're going to have to be.
Remove the fear.
If we continue to stay afraid, we're going to be slaves.
That's right.
All of us. White, black, all of us.
It's happening, isn't it?
It is happening.
Yes.
They're not discriminating against one race, against other. It's all of us going to be in the same boat.
Uh-huh.
So the people that sit and smile and think this is funny, this is not funny. They are ushering in socialism when it comes to our medical. Why is it that you're firing all of our doctors and our nurses? What happens when the vaccinated have to go to the hospital because they've come down with COVID? Who's going to treat them?
Yeah, with their breakthrough places.
What you're trying to do is you're trying to hurt the unvaccinated, and everybody is going to be hurt. Everybody is going to be in the same boat. It's time for the American people to wake up.
Yeah.
This is no longer about a political ideology. This is about our freedom. We have the left. Some in the left have gone so radical. We don't know this. We ain't never seen this. When people cross that border and they come to this country, they come to this country because they have a place to run to. If we don't stand up for our freedoms, where are we going to run? We have no place to run. So
right.
We have to stand up against this tyranny. We are the greatest.
What does stand up look like? What do you do?
Open up your mouth and speak. And if you don't like something, you voice your opinion. And don't go along with it. Let me tell you something. If somebody was saying people couldn't be vaccinated, I would be just as appalled.
Right.
You have a right to make your choice.
Own decision.
Allow people to make their choice. Don't tell them because they have a job and they choose not to. Well, you unvaccinated. Well, why? Because I choose not to. Well, you fired.
Because if somebody walked up in the hospital with AIDS, you don't say, well, how did you get it? If they say, well, through unprotected sex, well, you fired. That's discrimination
right.
was
right.
what you're doing.
Used to be.
But it's still discrimination.
It is.
And we're allowing these people to take and redo how we do things here. That is discrimination. Just like I shouldn't ask you about your status, you don't ask
That's
me
right.
about my status.
Why are we having a conversation about mm-hmm. our medical history and so forth anyway?
And you can't eat, and you have to lose your livelihood. You know how many Americans are afraid, and then you're trying to pass an infrastructure bill, a reconciliation bill, and you put millions into researching butterflies. How is that
yeah.
going to help
or
people?
Fish.
Yeah,
researching
how
fish
is that
going to
help
desert.
People's livelihood? People are losing. Look,
it is disgusting with the way that they're doing.
Everybody in the United States
yeah.
need to see this here. Stop looking. Oh well, I'm comfortable. I can go to my baseball game. I can go and have a cookout.
Go to the
everybody
lake. Go to the cabin.
That.
Right? Yeah.
Everybody needs to wake up.
They
there
need
is
to wake
something
up.
Out of order,
especially
here.
With that border being wide
That's
open.
Right.
Ooh, the border being wide open. There's another hot.
About a year
topic.
Ago, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Been wide open for a while. Yeah. An interview we did with Diamond and Silk, the passing of Diamond and Silk last night. Diamond, rather, is what prompted this. But good timeless advice here. Get involved. Talk. Say something.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensal. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, 20 past the hour, Diamond passed away last night of the famous duo Diamond and Silk. So we're replaying one of the interviews we did with Diamond and Silk just to honor her, but also take away some of the timeless lessons and things that she's passing along, and I think there's some good ones. Here's more of that interview.
I want to know how you ladies became as forceful for
freedom in the American way as you did. Tell me about your mom and dad. Tell me about growing up.
How well, I can tell you this here. We grew up with conservatism and the mindset of that.
Uh-huh.
We just tended to vote Democrat because of ignorance. Now, ignorance is nothing bad. It's just mean you unlearn because our mother, father did it. They mother, father did it. That's
right.
All we knew until we said, wait a minute. Just because you black, it didn't mean you have to vote Democrat. When Donald Trump came down those escalators, I called my sister. I said, girl, cut. I know it's turned on your TV. I said, cut on your TV. Donald Trump is announcing he's running for president. And she called me back halfway through. She said, girl, she said, this is going to be the next president of the United States. He's an outsider. He
yeah.
wasn't part of the swamp. A businessman, yes. If you ever want to know what's going on with the body of people, check the head. If the head is prosperous and successful, it's going to trickle down to the body of people.
That's
look
right.
At what happened up under Trump. He was successful, and it trickled down to the body of people. People started building businesses, owning businesses, being prosperous.
Yeah.
We wasn't complaining. We wasn't going through anything like this here. Food costs wasn't up. Gas costs wasn't up. It was peace in the Middle East. Now look, we're not even respected around the world. We're looking very weak.
Just like that weak, I want to call him a squatter and thief because he's a liar.
You were trying to clean it up there for us, weren't you?
I was cleaning it up for there for the people.
Yeah.
He is a pathological, diabolical, imbecile liar.
And how can you trust a liar?
Yeah.
How can you trust a thief? Even in the Bible, John chapter 10, verse 10, say a thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy.
Uh-huh.
We know what you did in 2020.
That's right.
You don't want to take a look at the Constitution about that, but you want to use the Constitution to do all of this other stuff.
Yeah, he got into the White House based on a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The lie that they portrayed between before we the people.
Right.
So his whole administration is a lie. The regime is a lie.
I was just going to say, well, how do we fix it?
How do we fix it?
Besides speaking up, besides, you know, like you calling your sister, watch this guy, right? And she watched, she said, you're right, he's going to be president. So, you know, we can do that, but what's our firewall? Is it Donald Trump back in office?
Donald Trump need to be back in office because they stole it from him.
With
the way that they did this election, breaking constitutional laws, going behind each other back, making these backdoor deals, you broke constitutional laws. We supposed to know who won the election at night. You don't wait days and days.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff was broken.
Right.
They don't want us to talk about that. They want to bully us into silence. But what's got to happen? We have to, all of us have to have the same mindset.
Yeah.
There is something wrong. Let me tell you something. Today it was Donald Trump. What happens when it's the left? I wouldn't wish this on anybody.
Right.
We got to have free and fair elections. If not, we don't have a country. It's like a third world country.
So people have to be held accountable here.
That's right.
We already seeing where constitutional laws was broken. We are seeing where the ballots was ran through twice and double ballots, triple ballots. We already see the fraud. What's got to happen is somebody got to be held accountable here. All of the laws that was broken, all of the extra millions of dollars that was implemented into this particular election for one party where the FEC laws was broken, those individuals have to be held accountable.
Yeah.
As long as there is corruption in the system, the swamp get to pick and choose who they want in any position. Just look at what just happened there in California.
Right. From speaking out as you have, you've become friends with the 45th President of the United States. What was that like the first time you recognized that he was watching what you ladies were doing?
We was humbled by it.
Yeah.
We just was humbled by it. We're still humbled by everything. He knows that we've been with him since day one and we're not leaving. He knows that we love him. And I know he loves all of us, including you, and he loves this country.
That's right.
He loves this country. He wanted to get rid of all of the corruption, all of the waste, fraud, and abuse.
And please note that we weren't looking for any of this.
Yeah.
We weren't looking for him to be even looking at us.
Right.
We was just happy to have a platform to be able to just speak our truth and to be able to cut.
Have a glass of wine
and
talk about what. Yeah.
That's all.
No idea.
No idea at all.
Snowball the way it did.
Yeah, and now you're a force. You're a force for truth.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
You're a force for awakening others.
And I want other people, when we awaken you, then you got to go awaken somebody.
That's
yeah.
right.
Because it still seems like a lot of people are asleep. They think this is funny. Listen, you don't want the trajectory of our country to change where we're like slaves. I don't want the government giving me anything.
Mm-mm.
I don't need you giving me a fish. Show me how to fish. Let me go out there and fish myself and catch my own fish.
Yeah, but don't restrict me from going to the lake to fish.
That's right.
Because that's what's happening. There's a lot of red tape that's being put in place against we the American people. They want to take and talk about George Floyd and the knee being on his neck. Well, you're smothering we the American people you're putting all of these restrictions. You got your feet on our neck. You got your feet on people's livelihood. You got your feet on a place where people cannot have pursuit to happiness. We're supposed to have access to life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
How can you live if you can't eat?
We last saw each other in Wisconsin. We were literally in the middle of a fairgrounds, I think, in Wisconsin with Mike Lindell for a Frank Speaks rally.
Yes.
So I know you've been to the Midwest, but have you been to North Dakota?
We haven't been to North Dakota.
I don't believe so.
Do you want to come to North Dakota?
Well, yeah, we certainly can come to North. Can I drive there? Because with all what they're doing at these airports, I'll just have to drive. Can we drive?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, we'll make a road trip out of it.
Okay,
I'll come pick you up. I'll be your chauffeur.
No, we have a driver now.
Do you?
We have a personal driver.
Well, so
yeah.
Mike Lindell is coming up because North Dakota's become one of the front lines on an audit that's going to go in and test the machines.
Right.
And not mess with the election results because they won't change in North Dakota. We're a good red state, you know. But it's a place where we can prove out what has been done with those machines.
And
Mike is watching this closely and has offered to come out and let other North Dakotans know what's happening. So I think Diamond Silk would be the draw, and we'll let Mike sell some pillows, and, you know, we'll have a grand old time.
Listen, well, you get with our people.
Okay.
And then see how we can make that happen. I would love it.
That's right. And I think that everybody, the whole entire United States of America need a forensic audit.
That's right.
I think everything needs to be audited.
Even North Carolina.
Yeah.
What's the fear?
That's right. And even though President Trump won North Carolina, it was days. And I'm like, why haven't they called North Carolina?
Right.
See, the cheating was they was trying to do everything that they could. Every state needs to be a forensic audit.
Yeah,
a forensic audit.
A forensic audit.
Not sampling this ballot or that ballot.
No.
Get into the infrastructure.
I don't need you to recount the fraud.
Yeah.
I need to do a forensic audit. I need to look at the envelopes. I need to look at the ballots. I need to see how many mail-ins came in, but nothing went out.
Yeah.
I need to know that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Ladies, you're the best.
Oh, thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Keep fighting, okay?
Oh, we certainly
will.
Keep
doing it. I hope everybody buys the book Uprising by Diamond and Silk.
Yes.
Their story, and follow them at Frank's Speech every night.
Yes.
All right. Wave goodbye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
God bless. Are they funny?
They're the best.
Are they dedicated?
Rest in peace, dear lady.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Way too young.
Way too young. 51?
Yeah.
I think. Diamond passed away last night, so we played that replayed that interview in her honor. And hopefully, you know, her legacy can live on because, you know, a lot of what she said today makes a lot of sense. Just speak. This isn't complicated.
Yes. Just get in the game.
Exactly right. How many people are just on the sidelines? Silent.
Paying $8 for a dozen eggs.
Right.
It's okay. You'll put a hole in it. Come on. Get in the game.
Marion says they were such a funny, spot-on conservative duo. Prayers for her loved ones. For sure. I have a picture of us on Facebook that I posted. A lot of folks commenting there, which is wonderful. All right, some open phone time for the rest of the program starts when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023. In bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
USA News Update. Around 90% of Californians are under a flood flash watch. That's about 35 million people facing floods as torrential downpours and powerful winds continue to hit the Golden State. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says they are evacuating the area as the brunt of the storm takes aim at Central and Southern California.
The entire community of Montecito is ordered evacuated and evacuated now.
The National Weather Service warned residents to prepare for power outages and dangerous driving conditions. Kevin Taylor with the Montecito Fire Protection District gives a weather update for Santa Barbara County.
In less than 12 hours, we've received more than 8 inches of rain, with 7 to 8 inches still forecast to fall.
The Atlanta, Georgia special grand jury investigating election interference by President Trump has concluded. The group has been dissolved, and it's unclear if the final report will see the light of day. Lance Pry, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Song.
Wait for it.
Ah, gotta play the album to hear that one, baby.
There you go. It's worth the wait, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We're celebrating.
Wake up, Maggie,
the birthday of Rod Stewart today on the program.
Hey, Pat Benatar's birthday today, and Donald Fagen of Steely Dan.
Oh, gosh.
I'll have to roll some Steely Dan, too.
For sure. We got to get a little Steely Dan in here before the end of the program. How old is Rod Stewart?
He is 78 today.
78, okay. How's the Steely Dan guy, Fagan?
72.
Okay. Oh, amazing.
And Pat Benatar is the big 7-0 today. So, yeah.
Let's just rip through a few texts here that have been waiting. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, I should tell you. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Like Cheeseburger Mac today at 45th and 9th Street Southwest in Fargo. Yulin has tacos. Glendon has taco... Tot hot dish. Taco tot hot dish. How about that? Salisbury Steak, downtown Fargo, NP Avenue. Salisbury Steak on 12th Avenue. Scallop potatoes and ham in Harwood. There's Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience, also Valley City. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Mm-mm, good. Kind of break the mold today. Just say, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to go to the same old, a little tired of that. I'm going to go for some Home Cooking and Grab and Go Convenience. PetroServe USA, beautiful new location in Harwood. They're building the locations in Castleton, a new location in Castleton right now that you're going to love. And Cafe USA, just really good food. PetroServe USA. Text. I want to rip through the text that we've not had a chance to get to. Some of them about one of our guests earlier in the program, Greg Steeman, state legislator, talking about sports book gaming in North Dakota, sports gambling, where you can... What defines sports gambling? Just betting on a game? That's sports gambling, right?
Yeah.
You're betting on
a game, a fight, a match, whatever. Yeah.
So it's specific to the particular game. Texter says, we are a republic. We elect legislators to make the laws. Don't fall for this people decide stuff. It's an interesting argument I've not heard before. to me, voting on something is the closest thing to the people, especially when there's something controversial like marijuana or sports gaming or whatever. Let people decide. I don't think that's such a bad thing. Myself, you tell me. In a true free state, things like gambling should be legal by default. How free is the citizenry if we have to ask government permission that we do what we do with our money? All right. Interesting take there as well.
That's why the whole prohibition thing just never works. It's just, you know, the war on drugs, how's that going? It just doesn't seem, you know, let people, you know, we're adults, we'll make good decisions. I don't gamble on sports, but I certainly don't care if you do, and I know there's a problem, so if there's a problem, get the person help.
I have a text of a meme of a chicken.
Okay.
And the chicken is...
that was funny just in itself.
Right.
Okay, but...
Chicken walks into a bar. No, this is a chicken that is... It's got a Gucci bag.
Okay.
And it looks very affluent.
Yes.
This chicken. Nice,
yeah.
You know, fancy hat, the whole deal.
Okay, gotcha.
And the headline is, chickens after the price of eggs went up.
Yeah, living large, baby.
The chickens are living large. That's exactly right, yeah. Got a lot on the border. Let's take a little moment here, play a couple of things. One, the presidents of Mexico, Guatemala, and El Salvador were asked about their opinion on why we have a record number of illegal border crossings. Who do you think that they blame, Kev?
I'm sure the countries in which where the people come from.
All right,
Venezuela.
Expectations were created that with the government of President Biden, there would be a better treatment of migrants. And this has caused Central American migrants, and also from our country, wanting to cross the border, thinking that it is easier to do so.
The message changed to, we're going to reunite families, and we're going to reunite children. The very next day, the coyotes were here organizing groups of children to take them to the United States.
So, but if the richest country in the world says, if you cross over the border, we will give you free health care, free education, all these benefits, I mean, that's a draw, isn't it?
Of course, it's an incentive.
There were compassionate messages that were understood by people in our country, especially the coyotes, to tell families, we'll take the children. The children can go in, and once the children are there, they will call their parents.
Uh-huh. So the presidents of Mexico, Guatemala, and El Salvador are all saying Joe Biden is to blame for the record high illegal border crossings.
Of course he is. If the door to the Playboy Mansion gets thrown open and anybody can come in for free, who threw it open? Probably Hugh Hefner. You know, running the show threw the door open.
Joe Biden does not want this to stop.
No.
No.
Real, that's serious answers or anything to do with anything.
701-271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776, or text us at 701-237-1590. You have a clip from Hannity last night you want to play.
This is Sarah Carter. Sarah Carter has been down on the border. I love Sarah Carter. Sarah Carter has been on the border since you were down there. I mean, she is the one covering her, and Bill Malusian are the two that are covering it nonstop. In El Paso, you may have seen in advance of Biden's visit there, the streets were overrun with people. I mean, and donations being made of clothing and food and other things. City officials came in with recycling trucks and garbage trucks and literally took the clothes that were donated, threw it away, cleaned it up. Literally in a matter of hours, there was no sign that anybody was ever there.
Right.
Proving the theater factor of this. This is Sarah's report.
Right now we're seeing the trash trucks, the recycling trucks, they're running with the trash. Has this been going on all day?
We've been here for about 45 minutes, and the truck has been here for about half an hour. And right. Probably going to need another one.
Why do you think they're doing this right now?
It's a cover-up. You know what it is. It's to make the people make it look good for if President Biden does decide to come and take a look here, or he sends somebody else to do it with a camera that's going to be shown in one of their favorite channels, they'll say,
there you go.
No problem. There never has been, because it's trying to cover all this up. And you can tell because it's a scramble.
Is it frustrating to see your city like this? To see it so...
Anything that... All this money is going to get these people food, clothing, shelter, medical. all this is coming out of the American people's pockets.
How does that make you feel?
It's frustrating.
Right?
And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, you see your town the way it was before. You could walk down the sidewalk. Especially if you're a woman, you're walking down the sidewalk and you see three or four of these people coming towards you. You're going to go across the street because you're afraid. It didn't used to be that way. You could walk around the city. So, yeah, it's frustrating to see all this. You've never seen this here before. You've never seen this. Look at it. Look at all the people sitting around here on their cell phones waiting for another handout.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
First-hand report. Those are the best.
Waiting for another handout.
Senator Marsha Blackburn is down at the, I think she's in Eagle Pass, Texas, with a number of her colleagues doing a Senate, whatever you call it, a little CODEL down there to witness this firsthand. So we continue to do this. Maybe they'll see the real deal and report the real deal and not do, a photo op in a parking lot?
This is Bill Malusian, just a quick breakdown of what he actually did.
And look at what he did. He started off at a port of entry. Nothing's happening at the port of entry. That's not where people are crossing.
What?
That's a CBP port of entry where people walk across the bridge. The mass illegal crossings, more than 200,000 people a month, that's happening between the ports of entries. People walking through the river. We show that video every single day. He didn't go down there and look at that. If he really wanted to get an idea of what's happening in the El Paso area, he could have driven 5 minutes north out of town, gone to Anapa, New Mexico, where we've witnessed guys in camouflage scaling the border wall, using ropes to jump over it, and then running off into the open desert into U.S. residential neighborhoods. He could have taken a ride down Paisano Drive, where there's all sorts of holes in the border wall. People have been cutting these holes into it, got away, slipped through, and then they go running across traffic, and they disappear into El Paso neighborhoods. He could have gone to the Central Processing Center, where the migrants are held after they're in federal custody. We remember that video last month of like 5,000 people crammed inside of that center. He didn't go in there. Then he goes down to the border wall to do a little walk and talk with Border Patrol agents at a part of the wall where there's really no activity whatsoever.
Now, Bill...
So basically, he went to Disneyland, he looked at the parking lot, looked at the ticket gate, and said, okay, everything's good here. Let's go.
My personal favorite, and I watched it, was the parking lot, you know, where they had a display out like, oh, look at the tools we use here.
Yeah. You're having a fifth grade field trip
right,
go up.
Like a little, border fair. And here's what the Border Patrol agents do. And, I mean, then he hops up in the cab of a truck.
This is a drug-sniffing dog, Mr. President.
That's right.
He sniffs drugs.
These are the people that drive a truck.
You can actually smell the drugs, huh?
Here's the equipment in the truck.
This is a radio, sir. This is, my point. These are not serious people. They are not taking any of this seriously. It's a photo op. It's theater. Got to clean up the set. We can't have it look good, so let's clean up the streets, man. It's like they did before the L.A. Olympics, man. They went to the beach communities and down at Venice Beach and all. They were overrun. Well, Gav realized that the world's cameras were going to be coming out. Hey, we can't have the beaches looking like this. Move them all to Skid Row, you know. And where did they take these people? Where did they go? They threw away donated goods. But where are the people going?
It is, without question, deceit on a huge level. You know, he's coming down there, so they're going to clear this out. And did he even go there anyway?
That's what I'm saying.
Did he go to that street? But
it's like a bad TV show or a bad movie.
It's deceitful.
It is. It's theater. It's not real. It's lying. It's acting, lying, and putting out a different thing than it really is. And no, don't worry about that. I mean, look at the guy. He has a set in the White House with a backdrop where he got his COVID booster. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, how much more definition of theater does anyone need?
And they got a little fake window there,
you
see on the Brady Bunch.
Yes,
you know,
with the cellophane picture in the back of
it. Yeah. there he is in the Oval Office. No, he's on a set.
But we're supposed to take all of this seriously. We're supposed to, getting things done. That's good, yeah. Knocking them down, doing hard work.
When we come back, the big story of the day. You can't make it up. But old Joe Biden got caught with classified documents. After all the hue and cry they made over Trump.
He's got documents and?
I got hairy legs.
Documents and hairy legs. That's what he
That's true, I understand, yeah.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Scott and Kevin, thank you for playing a previous interview of Diamond and Silk in memory of the great patriotic Diamond that we love so much.
You're welcome.
We shared some very good advice. Speak. It's all you need to do. About what ails you, about what you see wrong in this country. Speak. Please, not hard. Texture says the border wall that they are cutting and climbing near El Paso, is that new border wall or old that needs to be replaced? I'm guessing it's old border wall. Don't know the answer because I don't know exactly where it's at. But a good point on Bill Malusion's point, take the president to through the wall that is being cut up where people are coming through so he can say, do we have some people that could fix this? Is that too much to ask? We're going to fix this. That's what we're going to do. Another listener says, Slow Joe should have taken Hunter to the border, then see how the drug dogs react. Ah, we're going to be here all week. Can I get a rim shot for that, Kev? Yeah, I hear you. Listener says, I lived in Deadwood, South Dakota for 12 years.
Oh, lucky you.
Moved there right when gambling started. We went downtown for almost 2 weeks straight as friends from other cities used our house for parking. It didn't take long to figure out how we would go broke doing that. I didn't need a lawmaker to tell me that. North Dakota has the lottery, blackjack, at the bars, casinos an hour away. What will it hurt to have one more option? I'm sure, like all betting, they will use the excuse that the proceeds go towards education.
Right away, I'm thinking you should charge for parking, man.
He should have charged for parking.
He should have charged for parking.
Yeah.
I love Deadwood. And, you know, I'm not a big gambler. I don't gamble a lot. You know, if I'm in Deadwood or if I'm in, you know, wherever around Fargo, I'll play a hand or two of blackjack. You know, sports betting is a different animal. And if, you know, the thing with that, everyone I know that's really into it, and I have a few friends that really are. I mean, that one buddy of mine, he lives in Minneapolis. He does all of his betting through his bookie in Vegas. So he just calls in his bets, and he has an account with the guy, and that's what he does. And he's been doing it for years. He's mostly a college football guy. But, you know, there's all kinds of ways to lose money or win money on sports, on cards, on, you know, whatever, if you really want to go do that.
Our topic from earlier today on whether or not North Dakota legislators will put that on the ballot for you to decide. Texter said, did you see Biden thought the Salvation Army guy was a Secret Service?
I missed that one.
I didn't know that.
I missed that. I'm sure it was beautiful.
Is that right? Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. I promise we get to the big story of the day. We started with this. We're going to end with this. When CNN even has to recognize, oh, boy, Biden might be in a little trouble here. You know it's the big story of the day. That in a moment. We're brought to you today by MyPillow. And the New Year specials are on right now, which is a great time to buy at MyPillow. Just go to MyPillow.com. And remember, any purchase you make, use the promo code SCOTT because that will get you the best deals. All right? Even lower prices when you use that promo code SCOTT. And there's winter TV specials. There's New Year specials. Best sheet prices ever now, $29.98. My slippers as low as $49.98. That's $90 off on those. And I should tell you about MyPillow towel sets because there's not a time I don't use the towels that Marie and I have at home that I don't go, these are just the best. Towels that actually dry you off. Novel concept. And right now they start at $44.98. There's also My Coffee, which you can get at mystore.com. And right now, you can save up to 50% on My Coffee, and you get a free Go Anywhere My Pillow. Call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Let's see what Wolf Blitzer thinks is big news.
This is CNN Breaking News.
And we begin our coverage tonight with the breaking news that we're following. Classified government documents found inside one of President Biden's private offices. The records dating from Biden's time as vice president during the Obama administration.
Whoa. Stop the presses here, folks. CNN is telling you the big story here. Biden classified documents. No. So all of the left that was so concerned about Donald Trump. Wonder when the raid is going to happen. Kev, you think there's a raid planned right now that we might have, you know.
Oh, don't need a raid.
A few dozen
don't need a raid.
FBI agents.
He turned them over. It's all fine. Nothing to see there. Just you know.
Well, Donald Trump was cooperating, too. Why did he get the midnight raid?
Hey, you're not asking the right questions.
I'm not asking the right questions.
No, you need to reread your narrative there.
Well,
yeah. See what I'm saying? You know,
I think this is, I can't listen to this enough. I tell you,
this is CNN breaking news.
Where we begin our coverage tonight with the breaking news that we're following: classified government documents found inside one of President Biden's private offices. The records dating from Biden's time as vice president during the Obama administration.
Oh, this is not good.
Oh boy,
this is not. Got some explaining to do.
They don't explain anything, man.
You know, the timing of this is rich as well. Documents from when he was vice president, and we're just hearing about it now?
Sir,
the rapidly rising...
that's just common, I guess, huh? All right, we'll do this all over again tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Keep those texts coming. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.